Steven Spielberg's latest movie, Lincoln, opened in theaters across the country this weekend to rave reviews. Academy Award-winning actress Sally Field portrays the complex and emotionally tormented First Lady, who doesn't hesitate to remind her husband that he must answer to her.
You think I'm ignorant of what you're up to because you haven't discussed this scheme with me as you ought to have done? When have I ever been so easily bamboozled? I believe you when you insist that amending the Constitution and abolishing slavery will end this war. And since you are sending my son into the war, woe unto you if you fail to pass the amendment.
And actors, if you have played a historical character, we'd love to hear, how did you prepare for the role? Call us at 800-989-8255. Our email address is talk@npr.org, and you can join the conversation at our website. Go to npr.org and click on Talk of the Nation. Sally Field joins us now from our bureau in New York. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
So, it's quite a story about how you landed this role, or fought to keep the role, I guess I should say. Steven Spielberg worried you wouldn't be right against Daniel Day-Lewis because Lincoln was older than his wife and you're older than Daniel Day. But he gave you this a tryout, right? You and Daniel Day-Lewis met in costume, in character. Tell me what happened when you did.
Well, gosh, this story could take up the entire show, but I'll try to condense it a little bit. Stephen asked me to be Mary Todd Lincoln in 2005. He's been wanting to do this project for years and years and years. But I knew in my heart that when it finally would come about, if it finally came about, it would be a struggle. I would have to stand up and shout. Finally, you know, writers came and went, and Tony Kushner came on board and delivered the most exquisite piece of writing perhaps I will ever read. And then Daniel Day-Lewis came on board as Lincoln, and I knew the battle was about to begin. There are several obvious reasons. One of them is the age, and it would be absolutely legitimate for Stephen to walk away from me because I'm 10 years older than Daniel and 20 years older than Mary. But I felt that the age you wouldn't really see because they're both so worn, and I know how brilliant Daniel is and was going to be, and I knew he would look worn, and I didn't think it would be a problem.
It also, absolutely is not noticeable. No, I mean, you're both very worn. And
Yes. And so Stephen let me fight for it. He first let me test on my own. Daniel was in Ireland, and he didn't want to invade the process that had newly begun for him to become Lincoln, and so I tested by myself, and Stephen still wasn't sure that I was right. And then I think Daniel came on board and said that Stephen really needed to see us together. And so I had two generous things happen. First, from Steven Spielberg, who gave me an opportunity in the first place to fight for it, and second, from Daniel Day-Lewis, who flew in from Ireland to Los Angeles for the day to test with me. And we met as Mr. Lincoln and his beloved Molly or Mary, and we spent the afternoon doing some bizarre, like, hour and a half, 2 hour long improv that neither one of us remember a single thing we did or said. And afterward, as I was driving home, I got a phone call myself from both of them at the same time saying, would you be our Molly?
Oh, so, but how did you, I mean, when you, he walked in the room, did you know him? Do you know him from before? Have you met him before?
Who?
Daniel Day-Lewis?
No, I did not. So I knew and only knew him for the entire filming, as he only knew me as Molly, and I only knew him as Mr. Lincoln.
So he walked in the room and you're not, hi, I'm Sally. Hi, Daniel. You were Mary Lincoln.
I was Mary Lincoln.
So what happened?
Well, I stood, I waited for him to approach my chair, and he walked to me as you know, as the man that Mary so devoted herself to. I stood and gave him my hand, and he kissed it, and I said, Mr. Lincoln, and he said, Mother, which is what they called each other. he either called her Molly or he called her Mother, or when he was really angry at her, which is sometimes, he called her Mary.
Like you do with your children. So how so you hit it off. You had a connection there.
Well, we had, you know, it was sort of beyond that. There wasn't a hiccup. It was just sort of seamless. And I think it was fate that I had to struggle to find Mary, to reach inside of myself and be as tenacious as I was to get it. It really helped Stephen and myself and Daniel, I think, ultimately know who Mary was. And it was the beginning of the relationship Daniel and I began to form that ultimately you see on the screen. Having those 2 hours of doing some bizarre improv was really the beginning of the preparation to have this 20-year-old tumultuous, deeply bonded marriage.
Yes. How did you develop that relationship? Because it is a marriage and a relationship with so many issues, so many burdens from the past. How did you establish that?
Well, I think that was actually the beginning of it. This movie was actually shot on a very tight budget with very few days, so we had no rehearsal time. Daniel and I were able to contact and keep some sort of contact with each other going only through contemporary means, because he lived in Ireland and I was in Los Angeles. So he doesn't email. And in lieu of sending letters, which is the way that Mary and Mr. Lincoln, you know, communicated with each other when they were separated, obviously, and they wrote wonderful letters to each other, rather short and kind of unloving, but that's all right.
I'll like let his him have speeches, that. I guess. Lincoln's speeches.
So we texted each other in using the verbiage of the era, which is what he and I were both studying. So It made total sense that we would write kind of letters, because I was reading all of Mary's letters and also letters that others had written of the time. And so it was a way for us to start to wrap our minds around the beautiful use of language.
So, for example, can you remember a text or a phrase?
No, and even if I could, I wouldn't share it. It's personal. It's mine. It belongs to me.
Private texts.
Well, Mary actually destroyed many of their letters, their personal letters, as did he. So I think there's probably a lot of Mary living inside of me and always will, and I won't let anyone see my texts. They're mine.
So you mentioned reading letters, the letters that exist. What else did you do to prepare to be Mary Lincoln?
Well, all that a person could do. I read the 5 really credible biographies, besides Team of Rivals, which is Doris Kearns Goodwin's book, which is a tiny little 5 pages of it that this is based on, even though the book is so worth reading. It's such a brilliant book. I read books about the era to understand women at that time, how they were treated. I visited Mary's home. I visited the largest collections of memorabilia of Mary and Abraham. I then went about to create the exterior, which is what actors do, besides putting the psychological ingredients of understanding her childhood and all of that into my head. I then tried to match her exterior with the help of the extraordinary costume designer Joanna Johnston. We had her measurements and Mary's documented measurements from fittings that she had. So we went about to try to match that. So I put on 25 pounds, which was a very, really a strange thing to celebrate when your waist gained 2 inches in diameter. You know,
and I've heard you talk about this. It's not as fun as it would sound.
No, it was not fun. I'm a woman of a certain age, and putting on that amount of weight was sort of horrifying. I did it in a very disciplined way. I didn't just go willy-nilly with myself and begin to eat, you know, cream puffs or something. I went to a nutritionist, and I ate really the most god-awful stuff. It was repulsive. And after the end of every day, I felt like a pate de foie gras goose, you know. And I needed to do it that way because it was part of the work. But also I had it in my head that if I didn't do it that way, I would, you know, have a cardiac arrest somewhere halfway through the production and die, and then someone else would get the role. So, you know, I had to be careful.
We're talking with Sally Field about her latest role as Mary Todd Lincoln. Actors, if you've played a historical character, how did you prepare for the role? Give us a call at 800-989-8255 or send us an email, talk@npr.org. I want to play another clip from the movie here. Mary, as you play her, could be quite feisty at times. Let's listen to one scene where she confronts a very outspoken abolitionist and member of Congress, Thaddeus Stevens, who is played by Tommy Lee Jones.
Mrs. Lincoln, Madam President, if you please. Oh, don't convene another subcommittee to investigate me, sir. I'm teasing. Smile, Senator Wade.
I believe I am smiling, Mrs. Lincoln.
As long as your household accounts are in order, madam, we'll have no need to investigate them.
You have always taken such a lively, even prosecutorial interest in my household accounts.
Your household accounts have always been so interesting.
Yes, thank you. It's true. The miracles I have wrought. Of fertilizer bills and cutlery invoices, but I had to.
Sally Field, that was a fun scene there. I don't know, was Mary Lincoln a big spender? Was she, what was going on there?
Yeah, she was. But she was doing it for a very good reason. When they got to the White House, the White House, quite literally, the bottom floor of it was a pigsty. I mean, the people would come to speak to the president about their problems with the, you know, with a bridge or with, you know, some encroachment on their land, and they would bring their livestock with them. And so their livestock being pigs and chickens and cows, they would leave what pigs and chickens and cows leave there. And it was just horrifying that you know, what Mary thought that they were thinking that she was going to live in that kind of squalor. And, you know, besides that, she felt that they were in the midst of a civil war, and the White House needed to represent something noble and honorable and strong and resilient and worth admiring. And so she thought the White House should be that. She was really the first one that felt so strongly that the country needed a symbol. And she went about to do that. Of course, yes, she spent too much. All right, I give her that. She made it easy for people to get mad at her. And Thaddeus Stevens, in particular, tried to arrest her and take her off to jail more than once. So she didn't like him at all. And she had an inability to sort of keep her feelings to herself. They say about Mary is that everything she felt, she showed on her face all the time.
You did kind of see that. You totally did that. Let's get a quick call in here. Josh is in Denver, Colorado. Hi, Josh.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I've happened to had the opportunity to play Franz Kafka in two different plays. One was called Joseph K., in which I got the chance to walk on a giant hamster wheel, and the other was Kafka on Ice, in which the rest of the cast was skating around me on synthetic ice while I was miserable little Franz Kafka in the middle. Obviously, the strange thing is that I look nothing like Franz Kafka. I'm an oval-faced, balding blonde guy. But
although Habity would know that. But how did you prepare?
For Kafka, I just really read a lot of his writings and a lot about him, and it was. But the strange thing was that both productions were a lot of fun, and so the Kafka-esque personality didn't suck the joy out of me.
You haven't been morose ever since.
I haven't been morose ever since.
Obviously, this was Theater of the Absurd, right? I mean,
well, yes.
A Kafka on ice skates? I think it's very, very interesting, actually, but I yikes.
Josh, thanks so much for sharing.
Thank you.
You know, I wonder, Sally Field, in your research, did you know, I want to ask about the woman who's your confidant, your seamstress. She's played very well by Gloria Rubin. She, mm-hmm. It turns out her character, Elizabeth Hobbs Keckley, is mm-hmm. quite an amazing woman and activist,
yes.
in
mm-hmm.
her own right. Really mm-hmm. kind of glossed over in this script. Did you know about Elizabeth before you did this? And did you wish that maybe more of her story was able to be worked in?
Well, you know, this is a huge story. There, if you wanted to delve into it in with that sort of knife, you could find 100 stories worth telling. Certainly Mary's alone is worth telling. Elizabeth Keckley's is worth telling. Seward is worth telling. You know, there are characters...
Secretary of State, right?
Secretary of State, beautifully played by Davis Trethairn. There are stories in here that have so impacted who we are as a nation, and really the growth of who we are. But Steven Spielberg and Tony Kushner had to choose this little segment of Abraham Lincoln's life, and it really shows who he is, and that's what this story is about. And his family is a big part of who he is and who he was. And at this time in the United States, when oddly enough, sounds very much like where we are now, and two sides so totally entrenched in their own ideology that no one can really see the big picture, or seemingly no one. And it is about how this president realizes that it's a very dangerous time, that something needs to be done, and how he gets it done, and the price he pays, and the man, the human, the flawed and brilliant human that he is.
And what is so striking is, with on top of all the pressures he has with the Civil War and the effort to get the 13th Amendment going through, on top of that, such a tremendous drama in his family. Mm-hmm. And there's this wonderful scene where you all are talking, and one of you says, "We've been so miserable together mm-hmm. for so long."
Yes.
But was there something that did attract them? What was it you found in that relationship?
They were very, very bonded. Had there not been a Mary Todd, there would not have been an Abraham Lincoln. They were two sides of this coin that came together and were Abraham Lincoln. She found him early on in his young lawyer life. She was extremely well educated. She came from a powerful political family in the South. She came from money. She was raised by slaves, and she was politically savvy, and she had ambition. She wanted to marry the president. She spotted him early on, recognized his brilliance. He was sort of a bumpkin lawyer, and honed him and supported him and was his closest confidant always until they got to the White House. And at that time, she was kicked out of the close inner circle when his ridiculous cabinet took over. What were they thinking?
Well, you did a wonderful job in it, and I have to agree with the critics. It's a great film. Sally Field co-stars in the movie Lincoln. It's in theaters now, and she spoke with us from our New York bureau. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, Neil Conan's back with legendary singer Tony Bennett. Join him for that. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Jennifer Ludden in Washington.